This is WKAR Online. There is growing speculation that a Democratic Lansing area House district could elect a Republican next week. Some pundits say it's important that the Democrats hold on to the 67th district to maintain leverage in the GOP-run House. The race has become one of the most closely watched legislative contests in Michigan. Both Democrat Tom Cochran and Republican Jeff Osterly are predicting victory. WKAR's Mark Bayshore takes a look.
It's a battle to become the first person not named Byram to represent the 67th in a decade. Both candidates beat the jobs and education drum loudly. Democrat Tom Cochran is a 59-year-old former Lansing fire chief. The union-backed member of the Mason School Board rails against recent Republican-led cuts to education. On his website, he backs ideas like the Democrats' Michigan 2020 plan that would pay for college for Michigan high school graduates by trimming billions in alleged fat from the state budget.
Tax loopholes and the ability to find those revenues through possibly discontinuing those tax breaks.
Jeff Osterly is a longtime Vivay Township official, agribusinessman, and one-time teacher. Like many at the Capitol, he says job growth is the key to stable education funding. Still, Osterly says he opposed last year's $470 per student cut to K-12 schools.
There was plenty of places for it to go in K-12 education. In fact, I've stretched it farther than that. I believe that we need to start worrying more about pre-K education.
Cochran blasts last year's Republican-backed corporate tax overhaul that amounted to $1 billion-plus tax cut for Michigan corporations.
If there's been any jobs created at all, there's been very, very few jobs that have been created, and I don't know that there have been any at all.
He credits the federal government's action to bail out GM and Chrysler for the state's lower jobless rate. Osterly counters that lower corporate rates are enticing companies to move to Michigan with jobs.
They now look at Michigan as one of the ones that they're interested in, where before it was so far down the list you almost had to look up to see bottom.
Osterly says he aligns himself more closely to Governor Rick Snyder's brand of conservatism than to legislators farther to the right. Several factors are behind Republican optimism about the 67th. Osterly says the recently redrawn district includes more GOP-friendly ticket splitters in South Lansing. He says that's especially promising considering he took 47% of the vote in his 2010 House contest with incumbent Barb Byram. He's also hopeful of riding a few coattails, as polls suggest Mitt Romney is pulled closer to President Obama in Michigan. Last week, the news organization MERS put the district on its list of 20 state House districts most likely to flip. Chris Gouts covers the state House for the Lansing-based Gongwer News Service.
This is one of those races, like about a handful, maybe half dozen around the state, where both sides are just all in, and they're not going to let up until Election Day.
Gout says the outcome may hang on Cochran's ability to cut into Osterly's rural support. He says that's something both Barb Byram and her mother Diane, who held the seat before her, were able to do.
They haven't seen the Cochran campaign really do that, so they're not really cutting into Mr. Osterly's lead there, which means all he has to do is pull even in the Delhi area. The Republicans feel good about that.
Gouts calls the race a barn burner that should go to the wire. For WKAR Public Media, I'm Mark Bayshore.